Good morning. It's Monday, May 10th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. The search continues for a missing hiker last reported near Horsetail Falls. 71-year-old Joseph Edward Dean sent a text to his wife Saturday afternoon saying he was lost somewhere near the Rock of Ages. Dozens of search and rescue crews have combed through the area. Authorities say they pinged his phone and believe he's still moving around. This Thursday, the Portland City Council is scheduled to vote on Mayor Ted Wheeler's proposed budget. The mayor's $5.7 billion budget would include funding for city parks and recreation, homelessness services, and city cleanup. It would also cut $3 million from the Portland Police Bureau budget. Tomorrow, Governor Kate Brown is scheduled to release an update on the state's COVID risk levels. Local health experts say there's been a slight decrease in new COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in Oregon. We'll be sure to update you on air and online about any changes that are announced this week. Gerald Leroy Barnes II is accused of leading police and sheriff's deputies on a high-speed chase through Oregon City over the weekend. Barnes was shot in the shoulder after he got out of the car and opened fire on officers. An Oregon City police officer also suffered injuries to his eye after laying down spike strips to stop Barnes. A manhunt is underway in New York after a shooting in Times Square. Three people were hurt, including a four-year-old girl. They're all expected to be okay. Meanwhile, police in Colorado Springs are searching for a motive after they say a gunman killed six adults at a birthday party before killing himself. Several witnesses in the Middle East recorded the massive falling Chinese rocket just before it crashed somewhere in the Indian Ocean this weekend. NASA and other space agencies are now criticizing China for losing control of the space debris. Meanwhile, China has 10 more upcoming launches scheduled as it seeks to build its own space station. Be sure to check out all the great content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.